This week on Raiders All Access, Mr. Clutch strikes again.
Caught by Roberts, breaks a tackle.
Relive Charles Woodson's home finale.
Just know that I'll never leave you.
Plus, we crown Raider Nation's best tailgater.
We would be honored to invite Ross and Tina to light the torch.
That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
And the Raiders, man, we back, man. All right, baby.
Absolutely. First and 10, Raiders. Here's an outside run. Latavius Murray inside the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
Let's go, baby. Fly around. Let's fly around. Yeah!
Caught by the tight end Johnson, a pivot move. Ball fumbled up in the air. Taken by Danico Autry, running back the other way, 30, 20, 10, 5, he's tackled on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, there we go. Come on, oh.
It's going to be a lob here from Michael Crabtree, he's got it. Touchdown, Raiders. Stafford, the snap, King has it down. Janikowski's kick is good. Rivers back, throws middle, incomplete. And the Raiders have beaten the Chargers in overtime, 23-20.
Just know that I'll never leave you. Go Raiders. I can't believe Coach set me up, man, with the ice bath, man. It's too cold out there for that. But it feels so good. I'm going to be watching. Every step of the way, man, because I believe in y'all. I believe in the growth that has started here, man. And the Raiders, man, we back, man. Yeah. And forget what the records say and all the other stuff. We ain't going to the playoffs. The Raiders back.
An emotional night at the O.co. It wasn't pretty for four quarters, but the silver and black presented a nice gift for the Raider Nation on Christmas Eve. Welcome to Raiders All Access. It took the foot of Sebastian Janikowski and overtime for the Raiders to complete the sweep of the San Diego Chargers. Up next, they head to Arrowhead, looking to finish the season at 500 for the first time since 2011.
I want to talk about the importance of winning within the division because you've stressed that throughout the season. You guys are 3-2 in the division. How nice would it be to finish 4-2?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to put our mark on each of these teams. In the last month of the season, we're playing all three of our division opponents, and we've taken care of Denver, taken care of San Diego, Kansas City's next, and we very badly want to go in there and get this W.
Do you look at your record, though, knowing that you could finish 8-8 on the season?
I look at our record and I say, okay, there are a lot of things, first of all, about what I really wanted it to be and what it is, and you have to face the reality of it. But for us to have an opportunity to go put a mark on a division team, to make a statement about how we're going to finish this year and how we're going to roll into next year, I think it's huge.
To say quarterback Derek Carr has made a leap his sophomore season would be an understatement. Derek is 207 yards away from 4,000 this season. He's also 3 touchdowns shy of tying the single-season franchise record.
Numbers aside, all those things aside, just, you know, learning the game and growing as a quarterback, growing as a leader, growing as a teammate, and I've seen the game slow down. Which was huge to me, something that, Seawood always told me would happen, you know, in your second year, how much the game slows down. And he said every year after that, you'll just see it slow down more and more. Being able to process things before they even happen, you know, which has begun to happen this year for me. So hopefully it'll continue to go that way. I know I'm going to work my tail off to make sure I can get better next year, you know, from this year.
In the community, Raiders wide receivers handed out brand new bikes to some lucky children of Alameda County for the holidays.
They were giving out some bikes, man, for Christmas. A little bike giveaway, you know, so these guys can get around open. Oh, this is big. The community is always big. I get back in my city. This will be my first time really getting into this community and getting involved. So this is new to me. I'm excited, man.
Finally, congratulations to Ross Woody for winning the inaugural Raider Nation Tailgate Challenge. Ross, along with his family and friends, were treated to a VIP experience at the Raiders' final home game.
Sports and tailgating go hand in hand. And as long as the Raiders have been around, no fan base has carried out this tradition better than the Raider Nation. But who is the best of the best? December 20th, 2015. 9 tailgaters were selected from hundreds of entries to compete in the inaugural Raider Nation Tailgate Challenge and went head-to-head to show judges their best tailgate. Scores were based on Raider pride, excellence of spread, creativity, and originality. The winner was treated to a catered tailgate, the opportunity to light the Al Davis Memorial Torch, and the recognition of being the world's best.
We would be honored to invite Ross and Tina to light the torch.
The champion, Ross Woody, and his family have yet another feather to add to their cap. Having already been featured on multiple television networks, including NFL Network and Monday Night Football, over a 20-year span of tailgating at every Raiders home game. His spread features over 100 pounds of ribs, tri-tip, pulled pork, and brisket. And all the trimmings to go with it. Woody's commitment to tailgating reflects his love for the silver and black. And now he can officially say he is the 2015 Raider Nation Tailgate Champion.
That will do it for this final edition of Raiders All Access. Thanks for watching all season long. Make sure you keep it here on Raiders.com all off season for any news and notes. I'm Nicole Zaloumis. We'll see you next year.